miss something? Catch up right here with Claire and Dane.
I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here is happening at the moment, and star of that show from season two, and he's been in the headlines having a little stout with Rove McManus, Akmal. Good morning.
Oh, yeah. Let's make a big thing of that. It's a good publicity. And Rove is the only guy I can take because he's short.
Yeah, exactly, you know, right.
He's not intimidating at all.
Now, Akmal, what was it like being like in the jungle and all of that?
Yeah, well, I wasn't a star of the show because I was only there for like 18 days.
17.
17, well.
Sorry.
It just felt like 18.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I was counting the day that I left.
Yeah.
And no, look, you know, these kind of shows, people don't do them for the fun or anything else. They do them for the money, you know.
Yeah.
And if you look in their eyes, like watch the show tonight, look in their eyes. They got that look like, I should have been more careful with my money. Why did I travel business class when I couldn't easily have traveled economy? I don't need the leg room. You know, I certainly don't. You know, I could have been more sensible.
Yeah.
Because they're quite horrific, you know. Like what you don't see is all the times they don't film. Like you just, most of the day you're just lying there in your little bed covered in dirt and hungry and really, really hot. And you got cameras around you the whole time.
Yeah.
And they got these TV lights that are on till 2 a.m.
Oh, wow.
You don't go to sleep properly till 2 a.m. And they do it intentionally. They just want to break you, you know?
Yeah.
Except,
wow.
You know, like if you... See, I could have joined the special forces. Got something out of it at the end. And, you know.
Hey, Akmal, on that point of money, let's talk about Bernard Tomic quickly. Now, he lasted 4 days. Will he get paid for that appearance or not?
Well, I'm not sure because everyone has a different contract.
Yeah.
For me, I had to last the first 2 weeks for me to get paid.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, you don't get anything. So I actually tried to leave the first day.
Really?
Yeah. I remember that.
I hadn't watched enough of the show. And I got there and they were wanting me to be, they wanted to dip me in fish guts and scorpions.
And you weren't even aware of
anything.
I wasn't
aware of that. I said, what's going on? We skydived early on, which was something I've done before. You know, I was comfortable with that.
Yeah.
But then, you know, they wanted to lower us in fish guts and scorpions. I said, why? They said, oh, because it's entertaining.
Oh.
And I said, no, it's not. It's disgusting. I'm not doing it. And then they said, well, you know, the phrase to say, you know, I'm a celebrity. This was in the contract. If you said, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. That was your ticket home. So I actually said it. I said, I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. And they talked among themselves and they said, I'm sorry, Matt, what did you say? I said, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. They went, okay, hold on.
Bring the producers?
No.
No.
Well, that's kind of what they've done with Bernard Tomic as well. We did see behind the scenes this time.
Yeah.
That, you know, are you sure you want to go? Are you sure you want to go?
Well, they've got a psychologist working there.
Really?
Who basically her job is to try and keep you there.
Yeah.
So they want to have the control, you know.
Mm.
And it's really, and other people wanted to go too, you know, not just me, but it's a funny thing. It's the most surreal experience of my life.
Yeah.
You know, the most surreal moment, because I was on with Shane Warne.
Yeah.
And I was lying on this hammock on the third day, I think, and Shane Warne, the spin king, one of my heroes, is hovering over me and I'm hot. And I haven't eaten, and that's Shane Warne's face.
And you're like, is this a dream?
Yeah, and he's talking to me. He's going, oh, mate, I don't feel so good. I said, why not, Shane? What's wrong? He goes, mate, I've got such bad constipation. Seriously, I haven't done a shit in like 3 days. And I thought, when was this ever likely? You know, like, when was this possible? If I'd gone to a psychic a year before and she said to me, oh, in a year's time, you're going to be in South Africa.
Yeah.
In the jungle with Shane Warne, and he's going to be discussing.
You wouldn't have believed it.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to be discussing his bowel movements with you. Honestly, give me my money back.
And I bet you, Akmal, as well, if you ever picked it in your head that the time you met Shane Warne, you weren't going to talk about his poos.
No.
I would never have thought. I mean, I never even thought I would ever meet him, you know. But there he is talking about he hasn't done a shit in 3 days. It's fantastic.
Good stuff. That is good stuff, Akmal. Yeah. Thanks so much for a fantastic insight to I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Before you go, who's going to win this series? Do you watch it and who's going to win?
Well, you know, the thing is, traditionally, people who do well in these shows are sports people.
Yeah.
Because they understand teamwork. They understand they have mental strength.
Mm-hmm.
And discipline, and they follow orders well.
Yeah.
None of these virtues, you know, apply to comedians. Comedians like to sleep in.
Yes. And, so, you know, who do you think is going to be the winner?
I think probably Danny Green.
Yeah. Okay.
I think Danny Green.
Yep, awesome stuff.
You just
stuff.
Got the wind-up, mate.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah,
on the...
I saw the wind-up.
Yeah, Akmal, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Really
no
appreciate
worries.
It.
Bye, guys. See ya.
Got some breaking, trending now news, Claire.
Okay, what's going on?
Kylie Jenner gave birth on the 1st of February and announced the baby girl to the world a couple of days ago.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Did so in emphatic fashion with an 11-minute YouTube clip highlighting her pregnancy.
There was photos and everything, stuff that everyone was hanging out for.
Exactly right. Now, she, no name yet for the baby, but it looks like things have changed. Kylie Jenner is taken to Instagram with a cute little photo of the bub grasping her mum's thumb.
Mm.
And Kylie has simply written one word.
Is it the name of the child?
Well, that's what I'm assuming it is.
Yeah. What is it?
The name of Kylie Jenner's first child with rapper Travis Scott is...
Come on.
I can't even say it.
Say it. I know it's going to be something ridiculous.
Stormy.
Is it really?
S-T-O-R-M-I. Stormy.
Is her name really Stormy?
The photo on Instagram has 3.1 million likes, 139,600 comments, and it says S-T-O-R-M-I with an angel emoji face.
Sorry.
Stormy. Let's everyone just take a minute. Let's let that sink in. That is the name of this child.
It made me
Stormy.
For some reason it makes me think of those bags that people have to wear when they're not able to use their bowels. they sound kind of like a something bag, Stormy bag or something like that.
It is the worst name ever. Stormy.
No, I think her sister still takes out the worst name
Chicago?
Ever. Well, there's a few. Chicago.
North.
Who calls their kid? What's the other one? I always forget, but
it's
hilarious.
But that's how we're finishing the show.
Dane, I came back from Gosford yesterday. Mm. I was up in Sydney, Central Coast area, just doing wedding stuff and trying to work at the same time.
Yep.
I was quite exhausted because I didn't get enough sleep the night that I got back from my...
Hen's night.
Thank you. I can't even think of the name.
So just to recap, Friday, Gold Coast. Mm-hmm. Saturday, Gold Coast. Mm-hmm. Sunday, fly back to Sydney. Mm-hmm. Monday, drive to Gosford, do the show, drive back to Sydney. Mm-hmm. Monday night in Sydney or Gosford?
Gosford.
Tuesday morning, wake up, do the show, drive back to Sydney, pick up Sam, come back to Griffith.
Yes.
Hectic. All after a hen's weekend.
Yeah, there was no time to rest. No time for the wicked. So anyway, I also have never driven the entire way home on my own, but fiancé Sam had his appendix out recently, so he can't drive.
Recent surgery.
So we knew it would be a longer drive than normal, but I just can't believe the people on the road sometimes as well.
What time did you leave Sydney?
We left at 11.
What time did you get into Griffith?
8 o'clock.
Oh my God, that's 9 hours.
Yes. It would have been an hour shorter. Had Sam not fallen asleep and I hadn't missed the Ardlethan turn off.
Oh.
We got about half an hour after that and Sam's like, are we going the right way? I'm like, I don't know. It all just looks like country.
Oh my God.
And we got the maps out and realized, no, we were half an hour the wrong direction.
So how
far did you go? Half an hour.
Oh, Claire.
So it was an hour turnaround, really. But as much as I've always believed trucks are really safe drivers, right? My dad always taught me, trust a truck. They've been on the roads for years and the rest of it. I had three try and run me off the road yesterday.
What do you mean deliberately run you off the road?
Probably not on purpose, but yes.
What happened?
So the first one was as we were leaving Sydney. We're on the freeway. It was a three-lane freeway and this truck was coming in onto one of the lanes.
Right.
And so I moved over a lane so that he had room to move in. No problem. All good. Except he decided he was going to go two lanes over, straight from like the side pass.
Oh, no.
Two lanes over. I don't know if he just didn't see me or what. But all of a sudden, I had a truck that was ready to merge with me.
That's scary too.
Slam the brakes on a freeway so that
That's
I didn't get hit.
That's how accidents happen,
I know, but I had no other choice. There was nothing I could do. Another truck just kept going into my lane and I had to keep veering into another lane.
Oh, no.
But then, you know the turnoff? I don't know what it's called, but the turnoff to kind of come into the Riverina before the Ardlethan turnoff when you're coming from Sydney. But it's one of the main ones. And you've got to stop because you're going onto the main road.
Correct.
A lot of trucks coming along all the rest of it.
Yes.
This one truck decided that there was no corner and he was going to take up both both ways of the lane.
Oh, no.
And so he turned, and I'm not kidding, I would have had about a 10-centimetre gap between me and his last trailer.
Oh, my God. On no sleep, you're freaking out because you're on your P-plate. Sam can't help you drive. You've driven the whole way from
Sydney. I can't do 110.
Sydney.
I can only do 100.
Oh, Claire.
And then I almost ran out of fuel because I took that extra hour. We got to Borellin, and I was like, thank God there's 24-hour fuel.
How are you feeling now?
I'm just glad to be home. And I'm going to nap as soon as I can. Trust me. The amazing Dean McCarthy joins us live from LA today. Is that right, Dino?
Yes, I'm back in LA. The sun is shining. It's fabulous and warm. Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Dino, unfortunately, though, the news stories we're covering aren't too nice, I suppose, for lack of a better word. But the biggest one today, Quentin Tarantino has made Uma Thurman do a car stunt during Kill Bill Volume 1.
Yep. Yep. This is fascinating. I can't believe it took so many years for this to come out. I love those Kill Bill movies. This is what happened. Quentin Tarantino made, and I mean forced, Uma Thurman to do a car stunt against her wishes. At the time, she was like, I don't want to do this. It doesn't feel right. Doesn't feel safe. She crashed the car. She almost died. She has constant pain every single day of her life from a car crash that Quentin Tarantino made her do.
Seriously?
I'm not even kidding. He has literally admitted to this. Today, he actually said in an interview, it is the worst decision he's ever made, which I probably agree with that one.
Yeah.
Here's the good news. She is okay. I hope she got a ton of money, and I hope she's starting to feel better, even though she has constant pain. Isn't that horrible?
Yeah, has Uma Thurman addressed this situation and spoken to Quentin Tarantino? Has anyone heard from her on this whole thing?
Yeah, she's the one who revealed it in an interview just in the last few days, and he confirmed it just today. So I don't know why it took so many years for them to ever talk about it. And, you know, she did other Kill Bills after this first one, so I guess they kissed and made up. But isn't that terrifying, and what an awful thing for her to go through?
Gosh, yes,
yeah,
that's
definitely
crazy.
And in some other sad news,
DJ Khalid, what happened with him?
Oh, he's making headlines today. His fiance's brother, so his, you know, soon-to-be brother-in-law, has been killed today in an alleged drug deal gone wrong. That is what is being alleged. I don't know why or how this came about, but it's making headlines all over the US today because, you know, DJ Khaled is one of our favorite stars in Hollywood at the moment. So sending good vibes, well wishes and condolences to his family.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely so, Dino. Thank you so much. You can check out more at the Scoopla tab at hit.com.au, mate. And we'll chat with you on R&B Fridays, hopefully with some happier news,
yes,
please, Dean.
Yeah, I promise to bring some fun. Actually, how about Friday? We'll talk. I'm catching up with Rose Byrne, who I love. Let's bring her to the show. That'll be great. Interview with Rose Byrne on Friday.
Sounds good. She's Australian too.
Yeah.
That'll be awesome. Thanks, Dino. You didn't really watch much of The Bachelorette with Sophie Monk, did you?
No, look, I wasn't really a fan.
Of hers or of the show in general?
No, just the show in general. Like, come on. Like, you're not going to find... Well, I mean, there have been a few that have found love, but I don't think it's the right way to find love.
Exactly right. I was skeptical about her being the Bachelorette as well.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I was like, oh, no, why is she going on?
She was a good Bachelorette, though.
She was amazing. And she endeared herself to Australia just by being herself because it's a side of her we don't normally get to see. We get to see the polished media side of hers.
Yeah.
And we saw this real Sophie Monk. Now, she picked Stu Laundy. He has a couple of kids already. And soon as she picked him, there were constant rumors that they'd split up. It was crazy. Like, they'd be somewhere, they'd be like, oh, they've split up.
Literally straight as the show finished. It was like, no, they've split up.
Yeah. Now, she was on A Current Affair last night to talk about it because it's now official. They have officially broken up.
She made it official on Instagram, was it?
Well, yeah, and they did touch on that because she did post this amazing message on Instagram saying, hey, guys, this is what's happened. And then Stu came out and said, I didn't know that. I found it out through Instagram.
Mm.
So obviously they asked her that question last night on A Current Affair. So this is Sophie Monk talking about when it ended and about the whole thing on Instagram.
I didn't break up via Instagram.
So you spoke about breaking up?
Of course. Yeah. I'm not just going to announce it on Instagram.
What would you like to say to him if you were to say anything to him?
You're going to have to cut it out of his head, I think. Not mean, though. I'm disappointed.
There you go. So she seems genuine that it that had ended. Now, they went on a holiday to Canada to find out, well, not to find out, but that's sort of where she realised that that's where they essentially split up over there, apparently. And here she is talking about the moment she realised that it wasn't going to work, when the wheels fell off, essentially.
I think afterwards, it's like once you go out into the real world, and then I just realised we're so different. You know, you're in a bubble and you come out of that and we're very different people.
When you say we're very different people, can you tell us a bit more about what you mean by that?
I'd love to, but I know there's children involved. It's so hard because I feel like I do owe them a proper explanation, but I've got to protect people around me and children.
That's interesting, wow. Isn't it? So obviously he's got a couple of kids, so she's concerned about that. But when you go on a dating show like The Bachelorette, it's funny how she feels like the pressure to reveal to all of us this is how why it went wrong and how it went wrong. Because the big thing was she wanted to start a family and have kids, right?
Mm.
So she's come out and said she's planning to freeze her eggs.
Oh, wow.
So it'll be
okay.
easy to start a family when she does meet the right man. I'd love to be a mum. I think I'm going to have to freeze eggs at this point, which I'm willing to do, and I'm looking into it right now. So she's obviously making sense to become a mother. What do you make of all of this, though? Do you think it's just another thing where she's gone... Do you reckon she gave it 100% is what I'm asking?
I think she genuinely did, because how long's it been since The Bachelorette finished?
Oh, it's been a while.
So I think she genuinely did give it a good crack.
Yeah.
It obviously just wasn't going to work.
Just wasn't meant to
be. Whatever there was between them, which she won't talk about... Something happened.
Yeah. Interesting, isn't it? I wonder if we will ever find out what went wrong.
I don't know. Because there's kids involved, maybe not.
Yeah. Tricky, isn't it? Well, there you go. Just find love like normal people at a bar or on Tinder.
Yeah.
Or how else you meet people in this day and age. I don't know. How do you meet people?
Pretty sure it's Tinder.
Workplace.
Yeah.
Imagine going out with someone you work with.
No. Well, I'm marrying someone I'm working with.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
Although we didn't meet at work, so...
I love the fact you almost said, yeah, because I couldn't imagine doing that. And then you go, hang on a second.
Yeah.
I am, actually.